The problem has many names: mudflow, slip, and landslide. When it rains hard on a mountain, as it has recently in parts of the Ohio Valley, that problem can come crashing down on residents. After some intense flooding this March, some people are worried that more mudslides are inevitable and that part of the problem might be man-made. Katie Myers of the Ohio Valley Resource has this report from Eastern Kentucky.
At the head of Letcher County's Mill Creek Holler, folks like Elaine Tanner have noticed that their land is slowly moving.
A few days ago, the rains came and the mountain busted open.
As Tanner climbs the hill above her house, she says she can see it's shifted, even in the last month. Boulders seem to be tumbling downhill in slow motion, and the trees tip a little forwards. Tanner and her partner started worrying about the hill above their house a few years ago. In 2020, rain caused mudslides on her property. She thinks the worst is yet to come.
When those ponds fill up and saturate that bench is going to drop.
The bench is a ledge that Dean Mining, a coal company and subsidiary of Quest Energy, uses to access the mine, right on the crest of the hill. The ponds are supposed to control runoff and hold back water when it rains. In 1999, the previous owner, Console Coal, got a permit to mine above Tanner's house. Ever since, she says, parts of the mountain have been slipping.
And as you look up here, you see the trees, the rocks, the mud, the silt, the water coming down the hill at us. How fast is it going to come? Nobody knows.
Dustin White, a community organizer with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, believes that mining and landslides are directly related.
Mining has buried a lot of the natural valleys that would, you know, channel that water. With a lot of abandoned mines, especially the underground mines, once those close down, nobody is watching those anymore.
While Elaine's hill may not look as dramatic as a sudden slide, it's still a serious risk. Dr. Matthew Crawford, who works for the Kentucky Geological Survey, recently completed a study on landslide susceptibility in 5 counties in East Kentucky. Landslides cost the state over $4 million per year, and that's only counting the ones that get reported. Crawford hopes the study will help counties mitigate disaster by mapping and identifying problem areas.
Most landslides in Kentucky are what we consider rainfall triggered. For Eastern Kentucky, it's a naturally landslide susceptible part of the world.
Even though it's a clear and present risk, it's hard to predict when one will hit. And that means few will insure against it. That's because landslides are highly localized, but often catastrophic and expensive.
When you have that, I guess it's hard for insurance actuaries to come up with risk maps.
Basically, if a landslide hits your house, you can either fix it yourself or leave. Unless a responsible party is identified, the only other option is a federal hazard mitigation grant, which can take years and can involve selling your house to become a permanent green space, never to return.
I'm evaluating it as we go. That's the rock that fell in again.
Tanner and her partner want to stay, but in order to feel safe, they hope that the mining company or someone from the state will work with them to reforest the land so it stays put.
This is where I want to be. This is where I want to. There's a family cemetery up on the hill. That's where I'll go, you know? And I'd like to go there knowing that I'm not going to be covered up with big rocks and mud. Not that I'm going to care at that point.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Katie Myers.